Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to Pockets of Hope with your host, Molina June-Pierre. I'm so happy to have you tuning in today once again. I have a special message to share with you. My heart is truly bursting with joy to fill you up today. And like we usually do on this podcast, and I encourage you to do even on other times, practice your breathing exercise. It's good for your health. It's good for your respiratory system. It's just all around good for you mentally to accept that you are here, to recognize that you are here in the land of the living, and this precious blood that is running through your veins is still warm, and this precious breath that is flowing through your lungs is still there. That means you are here to occupy space and time until the return of our Lord. Once again, let's go. Breathe in. Air slowly through your nose. And exhaling gently through the mouth. And we're going to do it one more time. Take that deep, deep, deep breath in. Wonderful. You are here. And this message today, like I said, is really stirring up in my soul. Oh my God. And it's something that, you know, many of us, we struggle with, you know, waiting patiently on God, or just waiting on God and trusting in the Lord. Waiting on God is usually a test of our faith, you know, and waiting on anyone, you know, especially if we feel an urgency to do something, can cause us to become impatient. You know, we can become discouraged and worry, and then we begin to lose trust in that person. And the same thing happens to when we are waiting on God and he seems far away, he seems distant, you know, and we wonder why he takes so long, especially when we formulated an answer in our minds. We've already resolved the problem in our own minds, but it just can't happen, you know, fast enough. We're not God, and so we're like, well, God, why don't you fix it already? Why haven't you answered already? Why haven't you done this for me already? You know what needs to happen. Today, I want you to know that God's timing is right. And half of the time, the answer that we have for our own situations isn't exactly the answer that the Lord wants to give us. You know, it's not the way, or the way that he wants to resolve the issue is not the way that we imagine. His answers, his ways are his. He has his perfect way of doing things. And so he calls us to wait patiently on him while he prepares us for the answer, while he prepares us for the next step. So God, he utilizes waiting to allow us to demonstrate our obedience and our faith in him. So there are some benefits to waiting on God. And the benefits to waiting on God allows us to build patience, to trust in God. It reminds us that God is in control. And it allows God to do his work. And God also increases our strength when we wait on Him. We are stronger. And also, the most special thing about waiting on God, it encourages you to pray. So it keeps you in communication with Him, which also reinforces your relationship with God. He wants you to be stronger. He wants you to be a better version of yourself. And that comes through trusting in Him. When you lean not on your own understanding and acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and you're going out and you're coming in, when you seek God and you trust Him with your life, you become better and your relationship with God grows deeper and stronger. So Lamentations chapter 3 verse 25 through 26 says, "The Lord is good to those who hope in Him, whose hope is in Him. To the one who seeks Him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." So waiting is not a bad thing. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 says, "He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." So can we trust God's plan and His timing? You know, many times, you know, we get tempted to start trusting in our own selves and our own abilities. But can we trust the God who is before all things, and He holds in Him all things hold together? That's the best place to be. So right now, if you are in a situation where you are desperate for an answer from God, when you need Him to come and rescue you, or you feel as if you are drowning, you know, God does not want you to perish. Maybe it's something He's trying to show you in the problem. Maybe the situation itself is what God needs you to focus on and, you know, look through and see the message He's sending you within the problem. Because sometimes God shows up with a problem to catch your attention. But nevertheless, wait on God for your solution. Wait on Him. It's never His plan to harm you. It's never His plan to hurt you. He wants to give you the best of everything. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. My dear friends. So Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So even in your wait, remember that God's plans are always to do right by you, to do better for you, to solve your problems, to give you a hope and a future. So the wait is not a problem. The wait, hallelujah, despite what you are in, is not the problem. Trust the God, hallelujah, whose everything, hallelujah, is in Him. He holds everything together. So God bless you. God keep you. And I'm so happy to share this small pocket of hope with you today. Be blessed.